You pretty much can't go to a dinner party, a barbecue, a christening, a funeral these days without the subject of real estate popping up. It's one of the hottest topics in Australia. It's been that way for a long period of time with the discussions about the bubble. But some of the other things that have made the headlines, which does frustrate a lot of buyers more so than sellers. Remember the old days if you bought a house, you go to the real estate agent, picture would be in the window and there'd be X amount on it. And if you went in and offered X amounts, then you got the property, or you generally used to noodle them down just a little bit. Things have changed, and there were so many advertisements that were, well, you just didn't get your handle on it. Friendly auction, prices between, offers accepted, and it's caused a lot of problems, and it's coming for a lot of scrutiny. It's great to have John Cunningham, President of the Real Estate Institute of New South Wales. John, good morning. You could understand a lot of home buyers get very, very frustrated by things that they seem as a little bit underhanded or a little bit not passing the sniff test.
Yeah, look, I think that's a problem, and without a doubt, in these sort of markets, that problem gets exaggerated significantly. And it is the most frustrating thing for buyers to come across when they really want to have a process of transparency. And I think that the new underquoting laws, for example, in New South Wales, have gone some way into resolving that, but not all the way. It really does come down, in my view, to the behaviour of a professional agent. And a professional agent understands how they manage both buyer and seller expectations well.
And there's the challenge, isn't it? Because if you're selling a house, if you're a buyer, you're kind of expecting the agent might be working for you. But realistically, the agent's not. The agent's working for the person who's paying them. But I suppose one of the challenges is, you remember the days when a price was slapped on there and generally you'd offer $10,000 less and then the haggling would start. Some of the things, friendly auction, when you open a newspaper and see that and you just go, what is that about? An auction is an auction. What rules have come in and what aren't allowed anymore?
Look, that's a really good point. And there's a lot of terminology that's used. Now, the irony is that actually the friendly auction system that's used up in Newcastle is a very effective method. And it's probably one of the more transparent methods that are out there. And transparency is the key to this. Now, in the past, when a price was put on a property, an owner said, okay, I want $695,000 for it. And that's clearly their expectation, their hope, their Christmas wish list. And then buyers would make offers. Now, that was very common, and it always is common when the markets are what I'd call stable or in that sort of high sort of seller and buyer matching demand. When we go into markets like we've had in the last 3 years, where we've seen price rises across Sydney and up into Newcastle in the vicinity of 40 to 60% over 3 to 4 years, prices are constantly outpacing the market. So auctions become more popular, methods of sales such as buy negotiation have become more popular. But the new laws have come into play to try and control that. Things like offers over have been banned. You can't do that anymore. You can't have price symbols with, say, $650,000 plus. You've got to be now very specific within a 10% price range or a fixed price guide. And that fixed price guide must be within that 10% range. It can't be less than the lowest estimate.
It makes a lot of sense, I suppose, because when I was in the market for a house, I'm really anti the friendly auction, because my suggestion is either sell it with a price or go to auction. There's no shades of grey in that situation. But I suppose you can understand a lot of people saying, if you'd look at an estate agent and if years gone by where there was a massive difference, offers between $650 and $700, and you turn around and go, well, you should know your business a little bit better than that. Is that coming from the agent, or would that be coming from the person selling?
Look, that's a good question. It's coming from three directions, actually. The thing about real estate valuation or pricing is it's the most objective thing imaginable. It's the most unexact science imaginable. The value of a property is in the eye of the beholder, and we're of the view that the actual real range on buyers' views on a property is as wide as 20%. Now, that might sound crazy, but the reality is there's the bargain hunter in the marketplace. Right the way through all the incarnations to fair market value, and beyond that it goes to possibility value, and then even goes beyond that to what we call a hidden premium. And a hidden premium is a price that occurs at those auctions that you think, how on earth did that get to that price? Mm. But that's market forces. That's free market forces. We're in a free market economy.
And it's always going to be there.
Always going to be there. So that's, when I say three forces that have caused that, agents are trying to facilitate the best methodology between vendors' expectations and buyers' desires. Now, buyers have created a situation where the friendly auction system or sales prior to auction is becoming becoming very prevalent because they're forcing agents' hands with presenting offers, attractive offers, prior to an auction. That an owner says, hey, I'm not going to wait another 2 to 3 weeks for the auction. I've got enough interest in the property to make this happen now. Therefore, you need to have a methodology to achieve the result. Now, to me, that has got to be handled in a transparent manner. Buyers need to know what they're bidding against. I'm a great advocate of complete and utter transparency on offers. I don't believe offers should be hidden. Now, that's not legislated. It's just my personal view. I think buyers, we are instructed by sellers to sell a property, and the most important thing that we can do is engage in a positive way, in an honest and open, transparent way with buyers. Buyers are the ones putting the money in the owner's pocket. So the most important job an agent does is build trust with buyers and help them buy that property.
Okay, so a buyer, if they feel that laws are being broken or guidelines are being breached, what can they do?
Well, the number one thing they can do is, first of all, ask the agent what is their estimated selling price, because their estimated selling price is the number that they've actually supplied the seller with. So if they are of the opinion this property is worth $600,000 to $650,000, and that's what they've given the seller, that's the only number they can give the prospective buyer, unless, and this is the important thing, unless the owner has instructed them on another figure. Now, that figure cannot be less than the agent's price. So that's really important to understand. So if an owner says, look, I'm not happy with that $600,000 to $650,000, I want you to offer the property to the market at $650,000 to $700,000, that's indicating clearly what that owner's expectations mm-hmm. are. Now, that's a requirement under the Act that it's got to be one or the other, and whatever is the higher. So if an owner's instructions are higher than the agent's estimated selling price, that's what has to be happening. But however, there's another rider to this. An agent or an owner does not have to disclose their estimated selling price. And there's some auctions where you won't get any guide whatsoever. In fact, in Queensland, it's illegal to actually provide a guide on an auction, which is interesting in itself. But therefore, an agent, if an agent's not advertising a guide, if they are to quote a guide, it must fall within those guidelines. In other words, their estimated selling price or their owner's instructions. Now, what I think's happening is a lot of agents still haven't cottoned onto this. They haven't really updated themselves. The ones that know their stuff are very open and transparent about it. If you smell a rat, it usually is a rat. You know, if there's avoidance, if there's smoke and mirrors going on, it's pretty obvious. Now, if anyone has any issues with that, the first thing they do is go to the agent and say, can you provide me evidence that you're not underquoting? Because if you go straight to fair trading, and 260 people did that last year, there were only 26 cases out of that 260 that underquoting was proven.
Okay, John, that's some great advice, and I think it's cleared the waters a little bit. It's a tough job. I don't think I'd like to be a real estate agent for all the tea in China. Thank you for your time this morning, and have a great day.
That's a pleasure. Thanks, Todd. Bye.
John Cunningham, he is the president of the Real Estate Institute of New South Wales. So hopefully that's made your, a tough decision and a tough job a little bit easier. It's 12 to 11.